2 Timothy chapter 2, there is no virtue in merely enduring something, and just putting up with discomfort doesn't necessarily mean that that's a good or commendable thing. And I'm reading a book now on trials and triumphs in Genesis by a fellow named Rick Carter, who is actually the same pastor who wrote the Hope Ministry materials that we use in our church here for the addictions ministry. And he points out that patience is more than merely waiting. Patience is waiting with joy. And I thought that was a good assessment. That's interesting in light of James chapter 1, verse 2, which says, "Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience." Patience is waiting with joy. And a lot of people just tolerate things. They just tolerate a headache, for example, because they don't want to take over-the-counter pain medications. And it kind of reminds me of a story I heard about a man who was saying, he said, "I got my wife to help me put some posts in the ground for our new fence. I gave her the hammer and said, 'When I nod my head, you hit it.' I don't remember anything after that." So he had a headache. I don't know if he took any aspirin or Tylenol or whatever for that. But some people don't. Some people just tolerate things because they don't want to have to go somewhere else. They don't want, you know, they'll tolerate pain because they don't want to have to take pain meds, and they think it's not, they believe it's not good for them, and there is mounting evidence to indicate that it's not good for you. And I think that there probably will also be mounting evidence to prove that getting tattoos is not good for a person too. And who wants to be a human billboard, as it were, covered with graffiti? Who wants to be that? And I was reading an article just a couple days ago about a person who said, who's going to be proud of their tattoos they got in the 90s, you know, when the 90s era is long past? And who's going to be proud of getting a Backstreet Boys tattoo? You know, who's gonna want to show that thing off? And this is a permanent defacing of your body. And the Bible says your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's not intended to be used as a graffiti bulletin board, especially your skin. Your body belongs to God. And so I don't believe it's Christian for people to go out and get a tattoo. And some people just do it because they're bored with life, they're bored with themselves, and they want something new and exciting and different. But that's not a good reason to deface and violate the body that God has given you. Remember that it was the demoniac of Gadara who was obsessively cutting himself. He was possessed of 2,000 demons, or a legion of demons. And he was the one who was obsessively cutting himself. And so that causes us to pause and think about all that as well. We were talking about enduring a headache. And when we endure for a good purpose, that's commendable with God. And endurance is what I want us to consider tonight. Enduring, just taking it. Perhaps because that's what the Lord has appointed us to do. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to begin reading in verse 1 down through verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." That's a whole sermon in itself about the purpose and the direction of spiritual instruction. What you've heard, pass on to somebody else who can pass it on to somebody else. And there is a definite effect, positive effect, in spreading truth around. Verse 3 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. And we may or may not get to verse 5, but at least I want us to consider the subject of endurance for a few minutes this evening. And what does the Bible teach us about endurance, about just keeping on despite resistance? Well, first of all, the Bible teaches us that it becomes the proof of our faith. Does God change? Well, the fact of the matter is, no, God does not change. And he does he want his people to change just because pressures come to bear upon them? If God is changeless, does he want us to change just because sometimes things get hard? And the obvious answer again is no, he does not desire that we would change in the face of opposition. What do the saints do? The saints endure. And what's the point of enduring? Look at verse 10 in the same chapter. 2 Timothy 2:10 says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Paul said, I'm enduring, and my point is so that others can see God's strength and be saved, because God's grace is sufficient to see me through even those troubling times, even those opposed times, even those painful times. He says, just endure, just hang in there, just keep on, and keep on standing for the truth. God's people just keep on so others can see that it's real, and endurance becomes the proof of our faith. Other people need to see God's strength and be saved. His grace is sufficient, and so God's people just keep on maintaining what they do, doing the right thing, so that others will be affected by that, and they'll see they've got a fortitude that I don't have, they've got a strength that I don't have, and it's not just personality. Some people are naturally more stubborn than others, and you understand that. You know, some people are more determined naturally than other people are. And those who would be inclined to just cut and run, many times they'll just endure. They'll endure because they want they know that there's a testimony there. They understand that it's important to prove our faith by just maintaining. What message do we send by quitting? What message do we send when we quit, when we dip our colors and cut and run? That God's grace is not sufficient to bring us through. That God's strength is not enough to help us to come through and succeed and be strong in the face of difficulties. And so endurance becomes a proof of our faith. And why would we not change? Because God is faithful, and he desires that his people just continue on, just keep on keeping on. He is faithful. So can I not be faithful? Can I not just keep on keeping on and not cut and run just because things get tough? Turn to James chapter 5 with me. James chapter 5. Verse 11 and 12, here the Bible says in James 5, 11 and 12, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother judgeth his brother, and speaketh evil of and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. And who art thou that judgest another? And in this portion of Scripture, I'm sorry, I read chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. I meant to read chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. Job was a very enduring man. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but yea, let your yea be yea and your nay nay, lest you fall into condemnation. There in chapter 5, he's talking about the patience of Job and how Job just continued and endured, even though it was very difficult. I don't know of anybody that's been stressed to the point that this man Job was. He said, you've heard of the patience of Job. And yet he endured. He didn't quit. He didn't turn his back on God. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the Bible says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. You have all sufficiency in all things. And so you can abound unto good works because God's grace will abound towards you. Is it God's will for God's people to just keep on in spite of resistance? And I've said it in recent days. Our society is gone. I don't know if there's going to be any way to turn it around. And I think we can still have local revivals, but as far as the national revival is concerned, I think our society is about gone. And I hope that doesn't come across as being unbelieving, but people are so hardened and so determined in their ungodly directions. Our culture is about shot. But that makes it all the more important for us to just keep on and be faithful and let the Lord's light shine in us. Endure, be faithful, and don't give up and don't quit. Romans chapter 14, verse 4 says, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. God can help us to stand, and standing and enduring is a testimony of God's strength. It's not a matter of what we can do, but rather a matter of what can God do through us. Not what we can do. Oh, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can stand this. I don't think I can endure that. But can God, can the Lord give the strength to endure and to see through a difficult situation? And I would say to you, yes, and I've experienced that many times myself, where if it were just me, I would say, forget it. What's the use? Just let it go. But the Spirit of God is able to accomplish His purpose in all things. And God's people enduring is a testimony of God's strength. Look with me to Daniel chapter 3 in the Old Testament. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. Daniel 3:17 says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. And this is the testimony of the three Hebrew children, as they're called, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God can do this. God can deliver us. God can see us through. And so we're not going. And then the rest of their answer is found in verse 18. But if not, if God chooses not to deliver us from the fiery furnace, even so we're not going to bow our knee to your golden image. And so there was a determination there. There was an endurance there that no matter what God does, we're still going to be faithful. But they trusted the Lord. And they endured and they stood against seemingly impossible odds because they were determined that they were going to honor the Lord. And endurance is a testimony of God's strength. Does God want us to stand? Yes. Can He enable us to stand? Yes. Does that mean we'll always be victorious? It doesn't mean we'll always be victorious. There are lots of examples in the Bible of somebody who didn't come through with flying colors, but they were still faithful, and they endured, and God remembered that, and God takes note of the testimony that they're leaving. His glory. Remember that God's glory is at the top of the list. What does God want to accomplish? He desires to be glorified. And if you read about God's eternal purpose, that's at the very top of that list of priorities, that the Lord would be honored and glorified among his in his people. And that means that they will endure. That means they'll stick with it. That means they'll keep on, no matter if it's hard or if it's easy. And honestly, I can't remember too many times when I would say it was easy. It's not easy to stand, but it's worth it to stand. And not only does it prove our faith, but it's a testimony of God's strength and gives honor and glory to the Lord. And there's a third thing that I've got down here that endurance does. It declares our determination to follow Christ. I am determined. And when I endure, that declares to anybody who cares to listen or is watching that I am determined to follow the Lord. I'm determined, and nothing will deter me from that goal, from that end. I'm going to follow Christ, period. And it may not be easy. You know what? God never said it would be easy. It may not be a very rewarding experience at the time. God never said it would be a very rewarding experience at the time. There are a lot of saints who died, and Job said himself, he wasn't sure what God was going to do with him. He said in Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job was determined that even if the end turned out something different than what he anticipated or what he desired, he was still going to endure. He was still going to be faithful to the Lord. And that's the kind of determination that God wants to see in his people. And endurance declares our determination to follow Christ. Look at Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, this addresses this subject as well. 24:10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. In the day of adversity, when things tighten down on you, when there's affliction and anguish, and sometimes the child of God quits, the Bible says if that happens, you're of small strength. He said, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. This reminds me of God's challenge to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. He said, here you are with the footmen, and you're complaining. If the footmen have wearied you, how will you do with horses? How will you contend with the horses if the cavalry arrives? In other words, if you can't hardly take it now and you're about to give up now, how will you be when things really get tough? And Jeremiah predictably did not have an answer for that. So, do we rejoice when it's hard? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, as we studied last Wednesday night, in everything give thanks. And in John chapter 5, or Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24, where the Bible says, giving thanks for all things. How do we rejoice when it's hard? Well, we rejoice not because it's hard, but because God's grace is sufficient. Amen? Is God's grace sufficient? We rejoice in the hard times because God's grace is sufficient, and God's grace is enough to see us through, and we go there with confidence and conviction because we know he'll be there and keep his word. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. And this is when David was about to go into the battle to face Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47, he said, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. The battle is the Lord's. He said he will give you into our hands. He had confidence, he had conviction, And he was determined to follow God and to uphold God's honor, even through what seemed to be impossible, impossible circumstances. And a lot of his heroes, other soldiers in the army, maybe his own big brothers, had already concluded, this is hopeless, this is hopeless. They would run for cover and hide whenever Goliath would come out and start shouting at them. They'd already given up. They'd already quit for all practical purposes. Their mind, their heart was not in that contest. But David was determined because he was standing for the Lord. And endurance declared his determination to follow the Lord. Remember the verse that we read in the text, 2 Timothy 2:3, where the Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure, that means stick with it, even when you're afflicted because of it, even when it's difficult, even when it's challenging, just keep on, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Stand strong in the Lord, not because you're strong, because most of us would say, I'm not. I feel so weak. But it's not about your strength. It's about relying upon the Lord's strength to stand and to be faithful and to be a good testimony and to show others who the Lord is and what he can do. Endure. Be enduring. Stand with confidence, stand with conviction that he will be there. He will keep his word because he cannot fail. He can't fail. He can't. He's more powerful than any force in this universe. He can't fail. He's going to give his power and invest himself in that battle. And so ultimately, you cannot lose. You cannot lose. You can't. Just keep on enduring for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help us to have an enduring spirit.